Hey everybody, welcome to LA2B. How's it going?
Yeah, it's great.
Hey Eric, how are you? We're back. What's
We're
going
back.
on?
No, this is I'm excited. Not really,
Any
because it's been a
new
horrible day.
news? Anything happening today? It's been a lot going on the last 2 days.
Well, some things happened with Trump today.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm experimenting with sound effects. I wanted to see if that
Okay, that's
worked.
good. So, well,
Yeah.
that one worked. That one matched. So far, you're batting a thousand.
Yeah, I mean, just
So
to
I mean,
go
it's just fucking crazy. I mean, and I guess that I guess this will come out more later. But the whole like they didn't do anything. How come they didn't? There's video of the police literally just like letting them in. So, do you think this was a thing
ahead.
that's going to come out? Is that th this is what he was doing with like replacing defense people? Is they made it so that there was no policing on this
Well,
day?
I saw a few videos of cops kind of letting them through. So you kind of wonder if there were some pro-Trump cops there. Although you don't know with the video. If you look at the video, it's like maybe the cops will just like, fuck it, just let them in because there's another line of defense behind us. It's strange though. It seems like there was a hard to get, they needed some inside help to get into the Capitol building. That's what we're talking about by
Yeah.
the
So one thing I will say about this is that it's almost like it almost illustrated to me how non-intimidating they are at the end of the day,
Oh yeah.
because they made this big deal and then they just got inside and took selfies.
Right.
So it's kind of like it's so hilarious because it's just clearly like they're just such morons and they have no plan once they get somewhere, because it's kind
No.
of like, yeah, we got in here. And then they're just kind of like wandering around the Senate floor.
Sitting
And
at
then.
Pelosi's desk. I think most of them were shocked that they got that far. That's why I feel like someone helped them get in there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Hasn't he been making a lot of moves recently with like the Pentagon? Like that was been a big, people are like, what's he up to? Why is he changing, making all these changes? And I just feel like, I don't know why was there so much, police presence and, military action when they were just in Lafayette Square, but not when they're
Right.
inside the
Well,
Capitol,
right. And they
because they're
couldn't.
white.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot of it. And because apparently DC can't call in the National Guard themselves because they're not a state.
Yeah.
So he had to call it in, which he deliberately waited to call it in. And so all they had were cops to defend the fucking government, which
Why
is
were there like
insane.
three cops there?
Yeah.
Have you seen that footage where it's like one cop and there's like 50 people chasing him and just keeps going up steps
I
and he's like,
know.
hey, come on, come on. And like it's just like comical.
But with that in that video that's gone viral with they're chasing the cop, he wasn't grabbing his gun because I kept looking. I looked over and over. He had a gun.
I
So
know. Why
someone
don't they shoot anyone? Yeah, go ahead. I'm
they
sorry.
probably had some orders not to, which is that's another thing that's very suspicious,
So they don't shoot when people are invading the Capitol with the biggest,
Right.
politicians in the world. But when a guy's in a Wendy's parking lot running away, it's always like they shoot them when they're running away. That's always when they feel threatened. But then when there's like 40 of them running at him at the
Right.
moment, like they don't feel threatened enough to take their gun out.
I know, and I was watching Fox today, and Fox, they're trying to play it in the middle, so they're saying, yeah, it was bad, the violence and stuff, but there's been other acts of violence and rioting in the last year. But what they fail to say is that, yeah, but none of those violent acts were trying to invade the government of the United States.
I know. It's so, I don't know. It's just gone. The thing is, like, it seems very fitting. I don't know what none of this surprises me that this is happening. Like, this is kind of what I saw from, I think this is what a lot of people saw, like, when he won. That's this is
Right.
exactly, I don't know how else people thought this would end. It's just been riling up these
No.
insane people. One thing I will say, I think it made, the whole, it like hurt them in the end
Yeah,
because they just look
temporarily.
crazy. What?
Yeah, temporarily it hurt them, and
Right, right.
now this whole process with the electors will run smoother. But still, in the long term, these people will come back. Don't
Oh
and
yeah,
yeah,
totally. Yeah.
I mean, the, 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 And I was so happy after yesterday because that Georgia election was like kind of fucking shock. And
I know
it was an awesome shocked. Thing, a fucking awesome thing. And I knew today was going to be bad, but I didn't think it would be this bad.
I know. It's so funny because I woke up and I was like, oh, yeah, that thing's going to happen. I might as well tune in to see, like, you know, it'll be embarrassing for them to kind of protest or to object.
Right.
You know, after they lost. But just didn't. I don't know. It's just it's crazy. And I feel like at the very least, this is kind of like people are kind of, you know, in the government, at least they're like, OK, fine. I guess he lost.
Yeah. Well, they're also scared for their own lives. This shit just got real for all of them. You know, the Republicans, I mean, they're like, it's one thing to stir it up. But when these people, you think if these people came in there and they got to the congressman, they would care who's a Democrat or a Republican. They'd fucking attack everybody.
They wouldn't even know who yeah. would like they're such idiots. Anyone right. who's out there doing that doesn't know anything. They don't know. They don't even know how the government works.
You know,
it was so funny, too, like seeing them like go to the. You know, where the Speaker of the House, like the, what do they call it? Like on the House floor, the Senate floor, mm-hmm. and they're like holding their arm up.
Oh, right.
Like, I don't know. It's like, so now what? So that you're president? Is that like being president is like capture the flag? I don't, it's just such an odd, it just kind of illustrated like no planet. You know what I mean? No. Like,
I
yeah,
think,
that, what?
Yeah. No, I think they were a little shocked, but I also think there was a coordinated attack because you see in these other cities, it's going on in these other cities. So obviously with some sort of coordination doing this, this wasn't planned at the last second. There's no fucking way.
Yeah, totally. And he, you know, I think that he accommodated it in some way. I think that's going to come out, I guess. I don't know. And this Holly guy, I mean, I feel like I didn't even know who he was until like a week ago. Ugh,
he's
what
awful.
A piece of shit that guy is.
Yeah.
Like that picture, I think, is just going to live in infamy. It's going to be like the face of him.
What was like, he doing? The power sign or something?
Yeah, he's like doing the power sign like during it. It's just, I mean, did you see it all like unfold in real time?
Yeah. And that's the thing, because it's like this week has been so I knew Tuesday I was going to stay hunkered down and watch that whole Georgia thing. But I'm like, that's just one day I can get back to my life today. And then at 1 o'clock, this shit or whatever started happening. And I'm watching it for 9 hours. I'm like, motherfucker, another day lost for this shit, you know?
Yeah. And I remember even at one point they were like, oh, they've breached the stairs or something.
Right. That's when it got scary.
Yeah, and then there's someone made a comment. They're like, "Oh, they're not worried. They're in the most secure place in the world." and I don't know. It didn't look very hard to get in. You know what I mean? They just kind of. I don't. You know. I guess if I guess someone made a good point. Joy Reid is basically. I think it's, you know, white people aren't really afraid of the police, and I think their attitude was more like, yeah, like we're supposed to be in here. Get the fuck out of our way.
Yeah.
This is our house.
And they know, I think they're not afraid because they know they're not going to get shot. And that's the thing. That's why black people, they may protest and stuff, but they would never do something like that because they know they'll be fucking murdered.
Yeah. Can you believe? I mean, I know everyone's made that point, but I mean, what do you think? They just would have been shooting them, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know why now with white people, they weren't at least using tear gas or rubber bullets. Like, you know,
and why didn't they prepare for why weren't they anticipating it? That's what I mean, where it seems like the fix was in that something that was set up this way.
I'm an idiot. And I said to someone yesterday, tomorrow is going to get a little nutty in D.C., but I think it'll be OK because I'm sure they're prepared. I'm an idiot. I don't know. So I knew more than the fucking government. That doesn't.
But that's what I mean.
Sense.
Yeah. Like when they were like getting up the steps, I was like, oh, this looks bad. Like it's like when they breach the steps and they're on the balconies, I was like, they're going to get in. There's no way they're not going to get in at this point.
Oh, and those guys, I don't care what in their own world. I mean, to the mainstream world, they look like assholes, but in their world, they're going to be like that guy sitting at Pelosi's desk. He's going to be like a fucking hero. You know, that picture is going to
be viral. Totally. Yeah. I wonder now what they're going to do. I mean, because a lot of those guys, I mean, if they, you know, prosecute them, I mean, it's a federal crime. They're going to go to, I mean, that's a serious charge.
Yeah. Now, there was rumors that Trump may just pardon all these people. But then I was thinking today that I'm like, you know what? They should not try to prosecute him until Trump leaves.
Yeah.
Because then he can't like pardon people that he can't preemptively pardon people that don't exist yet. Like, you know, so I
yeah,
don't.
Exactly. Oh, that's true. Yeah. So I think that'll, do you think they'll do that? Probably.
Yeah. I just don't think I, maybe he could say a blanket pardon, but I don't know if that works. I think you have to have an exact names of people. So I think they'll just wait till he leaves and then they'll start going. They have to do it to these people. They have to.
I know. I mean, they have like, you know, just the pictures of them. So like brazenly, like the fact that they're just like not wearing, you know,
I know,
not wearing masks for like two, you know what I mean? Like not wearing masks for the sickness thing. And also not wearing masks to hide their identity. That's such a strange, how they're just so emboldened.
Yeah. Even those people over the summer all knew to wear masks to kind of hide themselves, you know?
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, is it as crazy as it seemed? I mean,
what do you
to
mean?
Me, I mean, I was just watching it alone and I was like, this is pretty crazy.
Oh, this
right?
is fucking insane. Yeah. I mean, it was just, everything just blew up. Like,
I mean, like, but the thing, my whole thing is like, so what is the plan? So what, if they got, first of all, they did get in there, but yeah. So then what, you know what I mean?
I think their plan was really to stop it, I think. And then, you know, maybe, who knows? I mean, were they armed? I can't even tell who was
I don't
armed.
Know. I mean, some of them must have been, yeah. But like, but that's my whole thing now with this, because then they're like, we're going to come back and we're going to have, and it's like, all right, but then what? So then right. You get in with what you, so you just kill everyone. And then what, Trump's just president now? I mean, is that really what? I don't understand. Like, clearly, like I said, they're just morons. And right. They just don't.
But they're not that dumb. Like, if they rushed the building and the first two guys who rushed in got their fucking heads blown off, they all would have turned around.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just like, you know, like I said, that's it made them seem a lot less scary at this point, because they did get in. And then it's like, all right, well, they're not going to get in again like that, you know, and they're like, we're going to come back with. I mean, what do you think the inauguration's going to be like?
I was talking to someone about this today. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, Biden just needs to get in, do like a fucking virtual inauguration.
I know. That's what I was saying. Don't even do it there. Yeah.
Just get it. I know someone and people were saying, oh, that's a chicken way out of like, it doesn't matter. Just get the nuclear codes. Get the fuck in the office. That's what you need to do at this point.
Just get the rapist out of the house. I mean, seriously, that's what it is. It's like you let like a rapist into your house and then you're like, well, he'll probably stop raping me soon. he'll just leave.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll just arrest him. Oh, no, his friends are here now. You know, it's just like.
Yeah, even with that 25th Amendment, that's almost impossible to use. They just were talking about it, but then they're like, oh, 2/3 of the Senate and the House have to vote to throw him out.
I know.
Like,
that's fucking impossible. 2/3 of the Senate still are not going to do it.
No.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, yeah, it's insane. But I also don't know how it just seems so fitting, you know, everything. Like, you know, it took place right where he made his speech 4 years ago about there's carnage. What did he say? It's like the
American carnage. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, it's just like a prophecy where there's literally just carnage right there.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's where he did the speech. That's right. I didn't even know that.
So what is it at this point? I know it's a cult and there's so many crazy people and they believe everything he says and they think it was, I guess the whole thing with this, you know, even the ones that like, because I know a lot of them have, you know, backed away from the objection just because of what happened, but some of them aren't still, which is right. So ballsy at this point. And
currently going on. Yeah.
I don't, the whole different. Stealing the election thing. I don't like, there's never any, I know he just keeps saying it because he's crazy, but I don't understand it. Like there's no proof, but does he really think, I think he does think that, because I think people just say things to him and he really thinks.
But it's more about the supporters. I'm like, the supporters are so shocked that he lost. I'm like, the economy was in the shitter. There's a virus tearing through this country and people fucking hate him. And he tries to get people to hate
him. I don't understand. It's so odd to me. The idea that it's like, it's impossible that he lost, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like that you couldn't even, but that's what I mean, where it's when you're that deep into a cult and deluded, it's like, right. You're just never going to accept reality. It's, you know, you see it in a lot of factions, like a lot of people, like you see it in relationships, you know what I mean? You ever date someone who like, you keep breaking up with, and they just keep coming back. And they're, I once dated a girl kind of, and I broke up with her like three times, and she was like, so is it really over? Like, she would contact me, like, is it over? And I was like, yes, I've broken up with you four times.
Yeah.
Like, but that's how some people, they just don't, if they don't want something to be true, they just never accept it being true.
I know. But I think Trump is the one who doesn't really, it's so weird because it's like, let's say you did a comedy show, you know, and you spent half your set just pissing off half the crowd. Would you expect to have a good set? Like, you wouldn't. Like, he.
No, but I, yeah, no, I know, but I, that's another interesting thing too, because I've seen comedians have like sets where no one laughs at all.
Right.
I knew this comedian, it was just terrible. She would bomb all the time. And I saw her do a set, literally no one laughed once. And then she was like, I did pretty good. Right. And I was like,
that's illusion.
And I go, I mean, I couldn't even lie because it was so absurd. Right. But that's what I feel like is going on. Like, I remember when she said that, I was like, what am I really supposed to say to this person? Like, do they really? And I go, no one laughed ever, like, during the whole time. She's like, what do you mean? You, I mean, I thought it was all right. I'm like, I mean, I'm sorry, but like, you didn't do well. Like,
yeah. People are just delusional.
But that was crazy because, like, you know, doing stand up, you know when it's going badly. You know what I mean? You really know when it's going bad.
No, so yeah. I mean, when I've had bad sets, I'll ask people, I'm like, I know it was bad, but was it like super, like, incredibly embarrassing? And they'll be like, no, you just bombed, but it wasn't that, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, like, I know when I'm doing badly.
Right.
Like,
but you got it. We're aware of it. So.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess just some people are, I mean, yeah, I don't know. These are just, but that's what I kept thinking about this is like, is it finally going to be a thing of like, oh, because you kind of had a face to it now because they just looked so crazy. Like, how can you really stand with it at this point? I know people still are, but it felt like kind of a turn a little bit. Like, okay, well, this is insane. I don't know that I want to be a part of this. You know what I mean?
And then the whole thing was like, it was getting out of control and they wanted Trump to calm down everybody. You know, and then, you know, this is how he tries to calm down people. Here, you want to hear it? I'll play it.
You have the whole thing?
But yeah, I'll just play it like a
It's speech. Pathetic. Every time he talks, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people.
How are they playing into the hands of what?
I know. And he's supposed to.
What are they playing into the hand? Like,
yeah.
Go ahead. What?
No, he's supposed to calm everyone down at the same time he's telling everybody how the election was stolen. That's not.
But that's what, like, the things he says are so crazy. Like, everyone knows it. The other side knows it. I mean, like, does he really think that? Does he think that? The whole fraudulent election and all that stuff, I don't understand where it comes from because there's nothing. Why don't they ever bring anything?
And landslide, that's the thing. Like, at least say you squeaked it out, but a landslide.
I know, landslide.
Lost by 7 million votes.
But like everything, that's what I mean. Everything is crazy. Yeah. It's not like there's no statement that, like, so that's what I mean. I know there's the crazy people that are just dumb and in a cult, but. When other people who are like kind of normal hear that kind of talk, I mean, that just doesn't, like, when I listen to that, I listen to about half of the Georgia Secretary of State call, and it's like,
oh yeah,
he just sounds crazy. He just sounds like a almost senile person who's just, he's like saying numbers and they don't even like make sense. And he's like,
this was a guy who got away with murder for his whole life. He was bankrupt five times. Someone always bailed him out, whether it was his dad or Russia. He won an election he shouldn't have won. Everything has worked in his door. He just got so lucky that he couldn't handle losing. he doesn't even know how to, because he got always
I know
got
I away know with that's shit. What it is, but it's like, I mean, like, it wasn't even like, oh my God, this is so like sinister and horrible, right, and he's such a liar and a cheater. It was like crazy sounding. It just sounded like a crazy person, yeah, who didn't have any grasp of reality. You know what I mean? Like, so what, I mean, did you listen to the whole thing? He's like, and here we had like 6,500 votes, and here we had.
Was that his speech, or was this thing that he did?
The call with the Georgia, the call that came out.
Yeah, I know. He's like, find me 11,000 votes. I'm like, what?
But he goes on, and I listened to the whole thing, and he just goes on and on. And there's like 30 minutes of him just rambling, and no one. And I understand now what goes on behind doors. Like,
right,
everyone just sits there and listens to him ramble for hours.
But here's
not one person says, no, that's wrong. They're just like, yeah.
Yeah. But they did in the end say no. And that's the scary thing, because had this guy in Georgia, the Secretary of State, said yes, and they could have pulled the shit off easily. They could have easily pulled this off. It's not even, that's how scary it is that they could have done this in all these states.
And this is going to happen again. It's just a matter of, are they going to be prepared for it?
Right. And next time they'll probably be successful at this shit, you know?
I guess that's what the most baffling thing watching it all is, like, why is everyone letting it happen on every front? Like the police and,
right,
it's like no one in the government even cares that now they're in danger of, right, like, they're so behind this guy. They're like, yeah, just let them in and like maybe kill us. Like, it's gotten to that point. Like, no one's like, no, look, maybe now people are like, you know what? Maybe we should. Maybe he did lose. Like,
right,
Lindsey Graham gave some speech where it's kind of like, did you see that? Where,
yeah, he's terrible. But ugh, you know,
like, I mean, we need to accept that. It's like,
yeah, and Lindsey
Graham, when I was watching, it's kind of sickening. I can't watch it because they're all kind of acting like that didn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just happened like 2 hours before that. They're like, there were people in there, standing there. There were people with guns.
Right.
People cowering and hiding.
Yeah, like, and I think that brought it home a lot for them, because it was supposed to be like 12 senators that were going to vote.
Yeah, what is it down to now? Like 9?
It was down to 6, but still 6. Still.
That's what I mean. It's down to 6. Wow. Yeah. Like, that's still like wasn't enough for them to be like, okay, this is ridiculous.
Right. Because they don't give a fuck. They want, you know, someone wants to take over Trump's supporters and stuff, you know, because they all assume he's probably not going to run again. So they want to get the Trump voters. So this Hawley guy, especially, he wants those guys, and he'll do anything to get them.
I guess that's what they're doing. Yeah. Right.
But I don't think any of these guys will get Trump voters, because they're not Trump.
I don't think so either. Yeah. I don't think it's like, okay, you now. Ted
Cruz is definitely not getting him. Ted Cruz is, no one respects Ted Cruz. I know,
what a fucking, how could you have any self-respect and vote for that guy?
That's what makes, you know, sometimes I think, oh, Texas is semi-cool because it has some cool places. But I'm like, you voted for Ted Cruz twice, I think. What's wrong with you? He's the worst person.
I know. And he like, he couldn't embody weakness any more than anyone I've ever seen. And you're like, Texas is all about, don't mess with Texas. You know, yeah, don't fuck with, you're tough, Texas. Trump, it's like,
Trump said your wife was ugly, right?
I mean,
and your father killed JFK, and you're like totally backing him.
Yeah. Ugh. And just everything about him. He's just such a wimp, cuck, loser, you know, like just such a wimp. Like, yeah. I mean, like, I know that you're, you know, you're Republican, you're in a red state, but it's like, how could you have any self-respect and vote for this guy?
I know.
Ugh.
And he's running for president, and it's weird because he was born in Canada, which is the weirdest thing. So you don't even know if this guy can run for president, but he doesn't give a shit. And you know,
you're right. The Trump people are going to vote for this. It's like kind of like, you know, the cult leader being behind the cult leader and then being right, like, I'm taking over the cult now. And it's like, no.
The only person who would be able to take those Trump voters, you need someone with like a dynamic personality, kind of like Trump. But none of these guys have it. You know, like Marco Rubio definitely doesn't have it. Ted Cruz really doesn't have it. You need someone who's like just, that's why I think in 2024, misses down the line, you'll see everyone try to out crazy Trump, because that's the person who may get
yeah, it's gonna be like Hawley is gonna be the big guy.
But Hawley, you the way you see Hawley now, he'll be different. He'll be screaming and calling fucking Harris a whore, you know, just things.
Yeah, they're all gonna be doing that. Yeah. But they're, you know, it's not as easy as it looks, I don't think.
No, I mean, because you remember Trump, he is great on TV and has like 20 years of experience. He knows how to talk on TV. He knows how to talk in sound bites. He knows how to sound interesting. It's not an easy thing to just pick up, you know?
It isn't. Yeah. I think people are like, oh, just be really mean and disrespectful. No. And no, it's not. No.
And it's not only that. It's like sometimes it's also like just, you know, you just have it or you don't. It's like Obama had it, you know?
Yeah. How do you think people are going to look? How do you think this is going to like age? Like, are people going to look back on this and be like, oh my God, like.
I'd like to think that, but I feel like people just forget, like they forget about everything, you know? So
I don't know. I think this might stick.
I hope it does.
It almost feels like living through it. It doesn't feel like it will, but I think looking back, people will be like, oh my God, especially if he's out and things kind of calm down and.
I mean, I hope so. But
there's some big thing coming. Like, there's some terrorist act coming.
Right. Well, Iran wants to kind of hit us now because they want to pay back Trump for the shit that he did a year ago.
And so these people who are so into him remaining president, I guess they just don't care about anything anymore. They just kind of want the country to blow up. I mean, do they really?
Yeah.
So if Trump just came into office and stayed and they were like, okay, he's president for 4 more years. That would just be it.
No, you read some of the, I read some of those conservative blogs and stuff like that, and they don't care. They think that it was stolen or whatever, and they have every right to use military force to keep him in. They do.
But that's what I mean though. Like, what is their end game? Is it really, okay, cool, we got it. He's going to stay president. And then what? He's just president for 4 more years?
Yeah,
and then...
or maybe 8, you know? You know that if he had won this time, that in 4 years from now, they'd be trying to give him another term somehow.
Could you imagine if he had won, if he was president again?
Oh my God.
I don't think there would be any way I could still live here. I mean, like.
He would have been so vindictive and tried to punish fucking everybody. He's already been doing that. But I mean, like, imagine.
I mean, it would have. I mean, it just would. I don't know. I think it would have been like the end of the country, mm-hmm. honestly.
But the scary thing is how close that came. Because even though Biden won by 7 million. He only won by 40,000 or something in the states that mattered. So it's fucking.
It's really funny. We look back on history and you read about these things that happened way before our time, and you're like, how could that be happening? How would people, slavery, segregation, civil war? You know what I mean? And now it's like, oh, I fucking like it's exactly what's happening now. I mean, this is on par with those things. This is going to be one of those things.
I personally think that when Biden comes in, you're going to start hearing people talking about secession again, these red states.
Yeah.
I don't know how serious it's going to get, but you know what? Fucking go. Just go.
I know. That's I'm like, dude, good. Go. Seriously. I'm like totally for that.
Yeah. So if Texas wants to go, that'd be fucking awesome. Just go. Start your
Alabama. Yeah. You know, fucking.
Then you can support yourself with a fucking tax revenue.
I mean, totally. I mean, what are we hanging on to? This, like, it's like a horrible marriage. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, good, go. Like, it should be like another Brexit, right?
Yeah. I mean, and but I personally think that shouldn't be like, it doesn't have to be like a violent revolution. I just think that you can just have a peaceful separation with some sort of attachment, you know, kind
but
of
the
like.
The problem is they don't want that. It's like, this is all about
winning
conflict and violence. Yeah. It's not about, hey, look, come on. We just don't get along. It's like a relationship, but one person is OJ in the relationship, you know?
Right.
You know, like there's always a break. Well, not always, but sometimes there's a break. I mean, there's one person who just no matter what, it'd be normal. You know what I mean? The other person has to die.
I know. They got to win. But do you think this country would be better or worse off if there was no Alabama or Mississippi? I mean, come on. It's not even a question, right?
I know. I mean, what?
Not that there's not good people there, but still, you know.
I mean, there's probably not many. But yeah, no, of course not. Every time I hear awful things, I mean, what isn't Alabama known for? What, like something horrible? Like,
oh yeah, well, in the 60s, a lot. Yeah, for like murdering black people in the
and
60s.
Mississippi too. Yeah. I always equate it with Mississippi burning. So, you know,
this is how bad Alabama is. So they had this, remember that senator who beat Roy Moore, the pedophile, this guy, yeah. Doug Jones, who's probably going to be in the Biden administration.
Yeah.
He was so good, this guy, that there was that famous, I don't know if you know about this, in Alabama, there was a famous bombing of a church in the 60s.
Yeah, the four girls,
right? And all these guys got away with it. And this guy, Doug Jones, in the 90s, prosecuted and found all the guys who were responsible and fucking prosecuted and then won prosecutions with all these guys. And this guy was great. Like, think about how fucking amazing that guy is, right? And he got slaughtered in this last election, and he lost to a guy who was a football coach.
Yeah, that, I know.
That's how dumb Alabama is, you know?
Yeah, it's just so odd. I guess I just don't understand. It's kind of like brought out a lot of, you know, remember when people got so mad about the deplorables comment? Yeah. I even then was like, that's completely accurate.
And the way she said it, which was like, oh, just a certain segment of the Trump supporters are just like, you can't.
But then, like, look at that. I don't know what. So what was this? it's crazy.
How about the guy who's dressed in like the cat suit or something?
Didn't some guy have like horns on or something? what the fuck?
It's just like cosplay with these people. You know what I mean? Like, they're just. It's fun. It's like going to Comic-Con. They dress up in their stupid outfits, you know, and they.
I know. And they just. But like I said, it was funny. They're like, oh, they're on the Senate floor. And it was like they were just kind of walking around like it was like a tour.
Right.
You know, like they were like, wow, it's cool in here. But. Yeah, just like I said, it was like, yeah, we're so mad. And then it was like, oh, OK, so we're. I guess it was just to stop it, but when they say we were going to come back, they're just going to kill everybody? Is that?
I don't know. It's just scary how easy it can be. And, you know, remember a few years ago there was like some shooting at a congressional softball game where they shot a couple of fucking congressmen?
No, but.
Yeah, this was a few years ago. And like, you know, of course, the congressman who got shot was still pro gun after he got shot, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But like, they were just hanging out and they're like, where's the security? They're like, oh yeah, we don't really have security for the congressional softball game. I'm like, yeah, maybe you should, like, a lot.
Yeah, that it's so strange. I mean, obviously that's going to, I mean, you know, it's insane. Like what I have to go through to get on an airplane and like literally nothing. It was just kind of like, all right, well the door's locked. What do you think they were thinking, a lot of them, the politicians, when they were like holed up in their office? Do you think they really felt like, I mean, I'm sure it's a different. And the other thing is, like, I think there's a lot of stuff we just didn't see. There's like, I mean, someone got shot. I mean, still don't know who got, someone got killed.
Right.
That's the other. I feel like bare. I mean, I guess I'll talk about it more later, but like someone died.
Right. But if it's one of the people who was invading, like, so, I mean, yeah, that's what happens.
I'm hoping it was.
I mean, if you ever looked at that Capitol building, if you ever went to DC and if you just ran in there, you'd figure there's a good chance you're going to get shot. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know what the big deal.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, it probably was one of them, but you know, so yeah, good. I was like, you should have shot more, though. I mean, like all of them.
But not because I want people to die. It's just like that's what you figure would happen if you.
Well, I mean, if you're attacking the government, the capital, that yes, I do think you should be killed. You know, kind of like if you're robbing a store or, you know, raping someone. Yeah, right. You should be killed. Like,
or at least not be surprised if someone shoots you. Right. Like if you're going to. You rob a bank, you're going to assume, or rob whatever, you assume someone's going to fucking attack you.
That was the other thing that was annoying after it all was over. I mean, it went on for so long. People were just kind of hanging out like it was nothing. Like, yeah, this is cool.
They had a curfew. Everyone just ignored it.
I don't know. I think that was more. I mean, I was watching MSNBC and you could tell they were just exasperated. They're like, why are they not doing anything? Why is this like a tailgate party?
Because they were white people, you know.
Yeah, I was like, there's got to be some black people in there. Come on, get in there. you know, I'm not saying that to be racist. I'm just saying, like, you know, that's what gets you guys going and to do things.
Right.
Like,
right.
If there's black people around, you're really upset about it. But do you think there just weren't many?
Nah, there's probably like, I would imagine zero. There might be some black, there's definitely black Trump supporters, but they're not, I don't think they're the type that want to take over the government. I just feel
what like do you think is in that? What do you think that mind frame is? Like a black, like full on Trump support. And I mean, kind of like on a, like a proud, isn't like the leader of the Proud Boys, like a black guy or?
Yeah. He's like Latino or something. It's fucking insane. I don't understand.
But that. What is that? Is that like a self-loathing thing or is it?
I don't know, but I definitely think it's probably the part of the Proud Boys thing where they probably elevated him to leader. So they're like, yeah, hey, we're not Nazis. Look at who our leader is. But they're Nazis.
Yeah, it's like that Chappelle show skit where.
Oh, the KKK.
He's the head of the KKK, but he's blind.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know he's black. So at least that's a big thing. That is kind of a brilliant skit. It was like way, very pre-depression.
Yeah, that's a great skit.
Because it was like 2002, maybe three. And it was like, yeah, talking about a guy. Like they're like elevating him to be their leader.
Right. But the only difference in that sketch was when they found out he was black, right? They were.
Oh, they. Oh yeah, that's right. They do not like him,
right? Because he was wearing his mask, and then they were saying, "Don't take off your mask." And they're like, and he takes it off, and then everyone's
watching, that's
and
true.
Their heads explode and stuff. But it was definitely on point, though.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So I mean, I don't know. At least they won the Senate, so that's something.
Fucking,
I feel
huge.
Like that's huge. I mean,
fucking
right? I mean,
so huge. Not even like the isn't difference. Getting $2,000 and not getting $2,000.
So will we get $2,000 on top of what we just got or what we're about to get?
I hope so. There's going to be more money coming because if the Democrats didn't win the Senate, there would be no more money.
And what is it like all – it's all these kind of poor people that are supporting him who need $2,000. Like I guarantee you there are people that are way poorer than me who are like going to the Capitol to storm the Capitol who need $2,000.
Well, in the case of Georgia, it's like, so the two senators, you know, the Republican senators had a lot of pressure. So they were like, yeah, we'll give you the $2,000. But yeah. You know, had they won, do you think they would have given the $2,000? No fucking way.
Oh, the Republican senators?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, of course not. Okay. No. They're all liars and cheats and corrupt and I mean you know I also feel like people don't grasp the hugeness of turning that Georgia voted for a Democratic president and two Democratic senators. That's insane.
But you know, I one of the people who actually voted at the last minute, but I kind of credit was Tyler Perry. I'm not a fan, big, huge fan of his movies, but what he's done in Atlanta, I think, is like amazing. He's turned it into like a Hollywood. And I think it gets a lot of liberals and black people from around the country to move to Atlanta.
Yeah, totally.
That helps, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think people don't that's how bad Trump was that he turned. And that's why I'm so amazed that the party is still. Not all of them, but there's a faction that's just hanging on to him. And it's just, he's ruining your party. Like he's turning red states blue. I mean, that's crazy. And you still want him or I don't know. I don't know. It's great. I mean, you know, Steve Schmidt, I love Steve Schmidt. And he was saying, he said yesterday, he's like that today would be the official end of the Republican Party. And he just meant in terms of, those seditious 12,
right?
That's all he meant. Like it was going to split the party, you know, in half, and they were just going to be a civil war inside the party. I mean, and then this, like, on top of it, was just kind of. I mean, I was like, oh, this is over. Like, they're done.
But that's the thing with Steve Schmidt. And I love him too, but he says that a lot. I'm like, oh, this is the final end of the Republican
Party.
That's
true.
They can't do anything worse. And then I'm like, yeah, you know, hold my beer.
No, I know you're right. He does. He there's a lot of hyperbole.
But no, but I mean, I'm not blaming him. I'm like, I think we got 2 weeks left. There's going to be more shit. You think this is over? This is not over. Someone may have to pull the fucking nukes out of his hand.
That's what I mean. Like that, like I feel like people still aren't going to do anything. They're just like, whatever, two more weeks. I mean, yeah, they're going to, I mean, yeah, there's going to be another domestic act, terror act.
Yeah, because yesterday there was some story where they said, oh, there was, you know, they leaked something from someone who worked with Trump and said, nah, he's a lot of talk. He's not going to do anything. And I'm like, don't believe those fucking stories. They're trying to leak those stories because they don't want people to panic. This guy is dangerous and he needs fuck out fast. Get him off Twitter, which they did. And I think they should keep him off Twitter till he's out of office.
Do you think they'll ban him?
Well, what happens is if they should just ban him till he's out of office. And then when he's out of office, he has to follow the same rules as everyone else.
Yeah.
He gets away with more on Twitter because he's a public figure. But once he's not a public figure, he can get banned or, you know, shut down. Like you ever see Michael Rappaport?
Yeah.
He's funny on Twitter, but he gets banned a lot. That's what would happen with Trump.
But they locked his Twitter or something for like a day, for like half a day or something.
Yeah, I personally think they'll do it longer, but who knows?
You think so?
I think.
Why? What was the thing? Because of the video?
Well, he was like inciting violence, and then I heard he just got locked off out of Facebook too. Yeah, he's like basically kind of inciting violence. You know, he's not really condemning the attacks. He's kind of half-heartedly doing it while saying that.
I know. I love how he's like, stay peaceful. It's like, didn't you just say an hour ago, like, go storm the Capitol? Go home. I mean, it's just, it's.
Yeah, I think he worries about Twitter because I think that's his thing. And I think Twitter likes him on Twitter, but. I think he needs to get off Twitter, and they need to get him off of that.
It's just one of those things. It's like, when are people just going to be like, look, this is too much. It's over. Yeah. I thought today was it, but I mean, I think it was for about 2 hours, but then
no,
it'll calm down. And I mean, the crazy people still be there, but it's like the people enabling it. I mean, it's just like, it took this for them to, like, literally for like a few more people to be like, all right, I guess he lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people showing up with like guns, people getting shot. All right, I guess maybe.
Yeah, it was it was definitely pre-planned. I'm sorry. I mean, he might have instigated it, but there was something else going on or inside.
Pre-planned
it.
By them or by?
Yeah, I mean, they said it all kind of developed on social media, but it seems like, oh, they're hitting all the state houses. They were planning some of this shit for a while, but he just made it way worse. He definitely did.
And I think he was complicit some way with the police or just, I think they did something. Cause I heard somebody, they were letting off some kind of like smoke bombs the way to like kind of distract the police.
Oh, really?
I heard something about that. There's going to be an investigation into that. I mean, I'm sure, something will come out
something may come out, but people probably won't get punished.
Well, that's the problem too. So now we're just in such a hole of like, no one, you know, half the country just doesn't believe anything that happens ever. You know, like, that's insane. Just that it's gotten to that point where no matter what happens, just no.
He's just so bad.
I was really, it really wore me. I was watching it all day and I was like, wow, it's already like this late. Fuck.
I know, this shit is exhausting.
It
was exhausting on November because it wasn't just election day, it was like election week. I couldn't get anything done. I knew this week was going to be tough again, but Tuesday bled into Wednesday. This is going to bleed into Thursday and Friday. It's like, you'll just keep losing weeks because you got to watch this shit.
And now I kind of took a couple weeks of not watching it, but then now I'm like, I mean, how could you not pay attention the last 2 days?
No, you know, and there was a couple of weeks in like over Christmas where it kind of died down. But
yeah,
the storm was coming again. And there'll be at least one more storm around election.
Yeah, there's inauguration. Some, and inauguration is going to be, something's going to happen. There's going to be some terror. There's going to be some bombing or something. Yeah. Something's coming. And there's going to be an international incident, like something from like foreign terrorism. Because
right, you think that these guys, these hardcore guys, those pictures that we saw that we're making fun of, they love those pictures.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's weird. It's like they're like Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Those things are going to be passed around every fucking right wing fucking blog, everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That guy's a hero. Like, yeah. Oh, my God.
Don't make
them. That's why I think it's so funny. And then they're just kind of like stealing like lecterns or something.
Oh, they were stealing that's
like a podium.
This is like when the Yankees win the World Series and they steal seats or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So it is.
You were literally stealing house seats.
Yeah, it's just a fucking, it's a game to them. They don't care. They don't even know what their party stands for. They said one of the reasons why Loeffler and Purdue lost in Georgia, one of the many reasons why, was because they said nothing. They didn't talk about anything they were going to do. All they did was call the other Democratic candidates communists and like fucking pedophiles, yeah, or whatever. They did. They actually called one of them a pedophile. They, with no proof or nothing. They have no issues.
And that's what I mean. Like, they won't get off the train because it's like, literally, like, the on election day in November, they basically won the first election. Purdue and
Warnock won the first one.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I thought that. Oh,
Purdue did. Purdue did.
Oh, I thought Loeffler also had won by a slight margin. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, all right. But still, I mean, they turned the other seat.
Yeah, because Ossoff is also a fucking great candidate. That guy's like a rock star. That guy. Then you see that guy Purdue didn't even want to debate him because he knew he was going to get smoked. You know.
And what is the rule? Like, when does it go to a runoff? Under what percentage?
50. Someone has to hit 50%. You know.
Okay.
Or it goes to a runoff, and one of the races.
They neither of them want you hit 50. Oh, because of third parties.
Well, one of the races was a special seat, so there was like 8,000 candidates, so no one was going to get fit to 50 on that one. But the Ossoff Purdue one, there was only really like two, and or maybe three, I don't know, but Purdue didn't make it.
So if no one gets to 50%, one gets to 50, they have to do a runoff.
Yeah, and it was such a small amount. It was just like,
God, imagine like if that happened. I mean, people don't realize it. And I mean, this was like a big distraction of it. But man, I mean, the ironic thing too is that Ossoff like was officially declared the winner in the middle of that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, it was so terrible. It was like comedic. It was like so terrible. It was comedic. Like watching these like Jerry Springer people like taking selfies in the fucking in the Capitol. Like, what the fuck? You know, those pictures are going to be like the ones who were like that. Like, yeah. But you're right. They don't know what the party stands for. They don't understand how the government works. I bet you they don't understand the Senate or House and like just, they just think Donald Trump is like, I don't know, just does everything or is now just the ruler of the world. I think they think that he's saving them from like Satanist pedophiles.
Right. There's a QAnon that they're taking over the party, you know? And, you know, I don't know why they think that Trump is basically a pedophile himself. I mean, remember that woman who was suing him before he became president and that lawsuit was dropped?
Yeah, which one?
Yeah, this underage girl, that one they just dropped. But you know that he slept with women under 18 years old.
Oh, God, of course. I'm sure he's raped like numerous people. I mean, there's like videos of him with like Epstein, like where he's like pointing at girls and he's like dancing, and it's, oh, that night ended with him just going home. He's in a nightclub with Epstein in the 80s, like pointing at women. I mean, there's no way they didn't go and fuck like 15 year olds.
I think that video too is funny because he's pointing to Epstein. I think he's pointing at a woman who's clearly over 21, and you see Epstein kind of his eyes are glazing over, like, nah, that's not for me.
But you know, I'm
sure later they found the age appropriate women for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's just totally